Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is brought to you by EmployeeEscapePlan.com. That's www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com. And if you want to have more customers pay you more money more often and get paid doing what you love, living your passion, and serving people in the process, I highly recommend a conversation with Joe Nicasio. He's super experienced. He's coached Les Brown on business and marketing, and he's just an amazing guy, friend, mentor, advisor in my life, and I highly recommend hiring him. I've hired him multiple times, and every time it just blows my business up. So I'm super grateful for Joe Nicasio, and I highly recommend EmployeeEscapePlan.com. 6 times best-selling author, speaker, and actress who grew up in Missouri and lives in Los Angeles. Lindsay's heart and passion is bringing people together through having fun while helping someone, any race, any face, in any space, in any place. She is the creator and founder of Hey Everyone, Let's Play, H-E-L-P, a grassroots global social movement hopscotching around the world, reminding adults, teens, and tweens to let their inner child come out every month on the 11th, known as Help Ninjas, doing acts of kindness and playing. Lindsay, you ready to rock this?
Do my intros every time.
Yes, yes. awesome. Thank you for coming on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self and coming here to share about the mentality of play. And just a side note, this show for about 8 months used to be called I Am Having Fun, Ideas Matter, Having Fun, which was all about play and having fun. So it's no coincidence that we resonated.
Yeah. It was bound to happen.
I love it. So thank you for coming on today. And we're going to dive straight into the question of the day, which is about self-love through forgiveness. So Lindsay, how has forgiveness, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, loving yourself, how have you, you know, dove into this topic? How have you grappled with it? How has it showed up for you as we dive into play and being our greatest possible selves?
Good question. Yeah. I have had lots of experience with having to forgive myself and having to, in my mind, forgive others, thinking, oh, the world's against me. And forgiveness, I realized one day I've had a colorful past with a child abuse and just being in that type of environment. And for a long time, you carry something with you thinking it's you or you've done something, or anger and feeling abandonment or pointing the fingers at someone else. And it took a lot of time for me to figure out that somebody along the way taught them that this is what they deserved and that this was how to behave. And I realized that I was trapping and hurting and sabotaging myself with carrying this burden with me around, and that it affected my choices, the people I brought into my life, that it, you saw a ripple effect in every part of my world. And particularly what did it for me, a big aha moment, was with my mother and being able to forgive her for in my mind at the time, thinking that she wasn't there for me and realizing one day, putting myself in her shoes, and there's nothing I could ever say to her that she probably hasn't said to herself and that somewhere along the way, that this is all she thought she deserved. And it really opened a space for empathy and putting myself in someone else's shoes, leading to a space for forgiveness and really understanding that understanding where someone else comes from does provide a space for that. And empathy has a space for that. And that it's just patterns. And I wanted to break that pattern for myself. And it took a lot of prayers and determination and just being sick and tired of being sick and tired of putting my foot forward and saying, what are things I'm able to do to not only have this mindset of forgiveness, but then move that into action. And that's with love and hugs and doing acts of service and fast forwarding to that, moving it into the social movement, realizing that it spreads into all of this. And that when people are acting out in violence and in distress, that it stems from not being seen and heard and from people probably not forgiving others themselves and forgiving themselves and for forgiving themselves. And so it's been an interesting journey as far as seeing how it's opened up so much for me and being able to see others that way. I'm able to also treat myself that way. However, it did start with forgiving myself. It really did. And knowing that I didn't cause harm or that things that I have done that might be a bit shady or out of integrity, that you can go back and say you're sorry and you can do something about it. And allowing other people to do the same thing and giving them space to be their divine true self and not these lies and things that have been put on them by the world and things they just don't know yet. And we're all just trying to make it through this life and we're bumping into each other's worlds and sometimes for a short season and sometimes for a long season. And we're trying on each other's world and learning from each other. And we're all just trying to get through it in a loving, happy way.
Yes. You are like preaching it. And this is beautiful. It's such a great way to start off this interview. And thank you for including that experience with your mom and also how you're viewing the world today with the play mentality and bringing this forgiveness, because to truly play these, you know, if we take ourselves back to a kid, you know, being a child, like they don't hold grudges. They just dust themselves off, get back up and get back in it, you know?
It's okay. I know you didn't mean it. It's okay. Yeah. And then it gives me chills you saying that. It's true. Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll be diving into this, I'm sure, even more. But why don't you catch our audience up on what it is that HELP, Help the 11th, Play, the whole Play movement, like tell us about it and what you're creating.
Yeah, happy to. After seeing twice in 3 days an act of violence where a man was beating a woman in public and nobody was doing anything and actually a young 20-something gentleman was laughing. I thought to myself, okay, we've got to do something here. I had recently been hearing a lot of verbiage of all of our disconnection, how people don't feel seen and heard. People walk down the streets and don't say hi to each other. Cell phone issues. People don't talk anymore. You're standing in line. They're pretending you don't exist or you pretend they don't exist. Yep. And we have all this laundry list of things that are keeping us apart. And one day just realizing, as reflecting on my own life, having this beautiful major aha moment, coming up this idea that we all, our basic human need is just to be seen and to be heard. And when we're not, all of these negative things start to happen, which just turn on the news and there's what happens. However, when we feel seen and heard, then there's love and there's your cup is full and you're able to help others. And there is this simple way of being able to see someone face to face and to say, I see and hear you, and do it in a fun way. And that's play. And hey, everyone, let's play, as you mentioned earlier, is to inspire that inner child in all of us, because children do look at each other through this innocence and forgiveness and seeing each other for who we really are and not the things we're just carrying around with us and we haven't quite figured out yet, and we've got to just, oh yeah, that's not me, you got to dust that off and move that into that direction. And kids, They don't see color, they don't see social status, they don't see religion, they don't see any of these things that the world then puts on us and says, well, because of this, you are different and you have nothing in common with this person. And it's easy to see a surface of something and hear all these stories around us about what that person means, or what that, because of what that person looks like, it means this, this, and this. And it's just simply not true. And play is a way to be face to face, engaging, and being able to stimulate that quickly as well. It's extremely powerful. This intimacy and this bond, and a way to be able to open up and communicate with a safe and learning and cooperative place. Mm-hmm. Play is the science behind play and how it stimulates social engagement, how it's where we learn, it's where we get to be creative, it's where we feel safe. It's play is the way of being able to engage with one another in a safe space, and to be able then to move into difficult conversations or things that we might not know how to talk about, starting with 11 minutes of play. Well, hey, there you go. You can then sit down because there's a bond there. You don't want to hurt somebody that you've played with. It just doesn't work that way. And even having a 30-second game of rock, paper, scissors, or I spy when you're standing in line with somebody, like, the power that is behind that, it's just, sometimes it moves me to tears, and it's moved people to tears. Some of the experiences we've had have just been astronomical for the little bit of effort that goes into it. And that's what's the beautiful miracle about play.
Amazing. I love it. This is, you're passionate. We can tell. And that's, that's what it takes. Yes.
So created this, I realize I just missed the last part of your question.
Perfect.
So what I've created here is Help the 11th for Help Ninjas. And those Help Ninjas are people who love to play and want to help humanity, and they want to do it in their own home, in their own office, in their workplace, when they're out and about in public. And we give them the tools and the resources and the ideas and how to, we collectively do it around the world together the 11th of every month. Our Help Ninjas are trained and geared to spread kindness and share. And where our goal is 11 million worldwide. And every month they get a video, and we will be having sometimes celebrities, and it will be a video of what the game is and what the act of kindness is. And that's it. You just follow it. You can do it anywhere. We have help kits that we're sending out to people. And as we're in public and schools, we're giving out our help kits, and they have play it forward cards, which our ninjas leave behind for other people to find, leaving a trail of kindness everywhere they go. And they're anything from Einstein quotes to "you're freaking beautiful" or "amazing," and you just leave them around. You feel inspired to hand one to a cafe person, or leave it at the table, or it's really fun sometimes to pull them out and say, pick a card, any card. You start to feel in tune with people, and you will feel, oh, they need this. And there's a power in people being able to choose and face to face. And it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And it's so simple and yet so fun.
I love it. So it's clear, like, this movement that you're creating is because there was a lack of connection, right? Like, you see that there is a problem or a opportunity for growth in the world. Like, something's not quite right here. Something, like, we're supposed to be connected. We're supposed to be having fun and playing. And I love how you mentioned a little bit of play, 11 minutes of play before a serious conversation can create instant bonds. And you're giving people the access, the pathway with helptheeleventh.com and following you on social media and stuff, that they can have activities to do. And you're also developing these kits that we can give out to people so that they have tools and resources and the abilities to play even more effectively. So I love that this whole movement is sprouting a life of its own and just taking on its own, like, momentum. So I want to go back a little bit and tell us a little bit more about, like, what is creating that momentum. What are you noticing about when people hear about this, when they listen to the idea, when you share about it with them, like, what lights up for them? And I know you were mentioning some synchronicities about, like, the stuff that you're implementing, the 11, and how things got started. And just tell us about, like, how this momentum is building, and how you know you're resonating with something bigger than yourself.
That's a good question. When the idea came, it was, I just started walking up and down Ventura Boulevard and walking into little stores and saying, I have this idea of play, and what do you think about it? And then as it started to, I'd start to talk with police officers and see that, understand that when they put something on, that there's a connection. They know that they're part of something bigger than themselves. And that's why we have the Help Ninjas, to organize globally, that you're part of a community and something bigger than yourself to help somebody else. And you see a light in people's eyes. There's just something that you physically can see, the body language change. You see the eyes change. It is an instant, as you said earlier, an instant bond. And there's been times where it's been a bit of a tricky situation, or people you wouldn't think that would play, or a politician or a police officer. Mm-hmm. The other day I got pulled over for speeding, and I wasn't speeding too fast, so that was good. He even said that. He was like, "Oh, you weren't really going too fast." I started to talk about play and Help Ninja. I was trembling. I was giving him my stuff. I was like, "Oh, here's my stuff." And I gave him a Help Ninja card and just quickly said, "Hey, rock, paper, scissors, then here's a Play It Forward card." And he became a Help Ninja, and I didn't get a ticket.
Yes!
And the idea is that we actually had about a 5-minute conversation, and he and the police officers, we need this. Like, we need this as we need to connect and bond. And this is from a police officer in Missouri who was there at the Ferguson, and they and was talking about how the LAPD came out, and there's all this bad rap about the LAPD, and it's like, no, they're actually good guys. Let's not let the few mask as the majority. And that's the response I get every time, that, wow, we need this. We need this. And it's such a simple idea that's so powerful, that one of my favorite things is that it's simple enough a child understands it. We're born with it. We do gaga guga. And yet it's, you can spend a lifetime studying it and understanding all the different versions and the depth of what play really does as our society, for our society and for ourselves. And there's this great, great scientist guy who's pretty much started it all, named Stuart Brown. And he's been studying it for the past 50 years, since 1966, basically, when America had their first random act of violence. And he started studying the links and found that they were all severely deprived of play, and then goes into how we must play as a culture and society to survive, because of what we talked about briefly a little bit earlier about it creating a safe space, and that it builds tethers and trust and bond and bonding. And the world is quite aware of what's going on in the world. And that's why there's such a positive, yes, we need this. And I've gotten a little bit of feedback even from, and I had never even thought about it like this, that one Help Ninja says they wanted to become a Help Ninja because they wanted to step out of their own comfort box and try new things and become personable with people, that they themselves didn't have great social skills, and they wanted something that would get them to do something that would get them out of that. And I thought, wow, it does that too. So I'm always learning from other people and how they see things and through their set of eyes. And that's what it's about. And play creates a way of doing that. And that's the feedback has been beautiful. We've been with the LAPD. They've lined up doing our play sign. We've been with the Los Angeles mayor and Beverly Hills mayor and politicians around the world and police officers around the world, different organizations. And it's beautiful to see that play fits in anywhere with anyone. And the feedback and the momentum is grassroots. And that's what's also authentic, I suppose, about it is that it's not something that I sat down and thought, let's have a marketing plan and let's figure out how to do something. It literally is already sitting there. We all know how to play. We all know what it does. We all know it feels good. We don't, even when we don't know what we're going to play, we're like, yes, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And immediately our body and the science and what happens to us shifts and changes, creating this whole new platform for us mm-hmm. to be able to play with. And it does put everybody on the same, I'm going to use a pun, playing field of equality. And you can have an executive and you can have the janitor of this. Mm. And if they play together, wow. then wow, what do we have right there? They're the same.
Wow. Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. So the feedback has just been, yeah. has been really an eye opener for me too, because people share with me their versions and what they get from it. And I get to play that way and then learn that way and keep growing and figuring out new ideas and people bringing their ideas to the table. And that's what this is about, is giving it to the people and giving them tools and resources to just get creative again and have fun again. And this is why we're doing our videos every month, is that as I've traveled around the world and spoken with people and adults, I was shocked at how many adults have forgotten to play, have forgotten to play. And what even, well, how do you play that? Even forgotten to play. How do you play Red Rover? And it wasn't something that occurred to me that, that adults have forgotten to play, which again is why we do our videos. And, and just think about a world where every month you've got people going out and doing acts of kindness. And the idea is that, of course, people who get it are going to do this every day, or they can see that they can do it every day. However, for the people who are out of touch and need that reminder, it's organized for them to be able to come back in and get to then spark their own juices up and figure out for themselves new ways to play. And our one of the things that our ninjas, one of the games they get to play is called Helps by Kindness. Mm-hmm. And all month long, our ninjas are looking for people who are doing random acts of kindness. And they get to go up and celebrate them. Like, oh, hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm a help ninja. And you just got caught being kind. And celebrating, you know, I saw you, way to go. And high five them and just say yes. Do a play sign with them. Grab a selfie. We're using our phones and we're use your device to show how you play nice, you know, use it for something good. And we do the play sign, tag us in it, and then we're rewarding people who are caught being kind. Fly you to LA, give you something, you know, just to reward the good. And that this is what we've to focus our time and energy on, and that there is so much good going on out there, and let's spot it. Let's play a massive game. Ninja means spy, by the way, in its original form. So it's really fun that they get to be incognito the whole month and look for all these signs and people being kind. And then on the 11th, they get to come out and, ha-ha, I'm a help ninja. And, you know, it's just a really neat way of people having fun. And what ends up happening is it neurologically, it ends up changing your brain. And you're rewiring your brain to look for positivity and adding value into your life. And it's easy for us to walk and think about our mundane lives or bills we've got to pay or someone was rude to me or traffic. And yet if your mindset is, ooh, I'm playing a game and I'm going to find someone who's being nice, then you'll notice the person who let you out or who let someone else out in traffic. Like, what am I trying to say? Like someone who let someone out in front of them. I live in LA, so there's a lot of traffic and people who are honking the horn all the time. or you will yourself become one of those people where you will say, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to be kind and let someone out in front of you. And
I'm curious for the people out there who still haven't quite yet bought in to this whole play mentality. They hear us being so excited about it and fascinated about it. The people who are still making excuses, like how can we ease their excuses or uncomfortability with play? What can we share with them about how they can do it or a new mindset to take on with it so that they can really start taking these micro actions and like buy into the whole concept and the philosophy and see the benefit that they get for themselves, but also for other people as well?
our help ninjas will find you and we will play with you and then you will get it. Think about recess. There's the people who play and the people who are out there and like got the like, oh yeah, I've got the energy, I've got the personality, I have a good home life. It's different for kids. And you know, and then you've got the kids who are on the wall who are just waiting for someone to ask them to play. So those people who don't quite get it, they might just need a help ninja to come up to them and rock, paper, scissors with them and then they get it.
Wow. So what do we want to invite our audience to do right now?
play. Go to our website, helptheeleventh.com, and sign up to be a help ninja. You will be getting videos very soon on what to do, how to do it. We're getting ready to launch our help ninja kits so that they're trained and geared to spread the kindness and cheer. And it's a grassroots movement, so just join in for the fun. And we are getting help ambassadors around the world who like to take this in a bigger way, more than just following it on the 11th and doing the act of kindness, who actually perhaps want to put on their own play event to do their own play it forward. And we can that's what it's about. Getting people to do it themselves.
And I love it.
We all know how to play, so let's go out and do it. Let's have fun while helping someone. But
I think what we can also give our audience permission to do, and totally we'll do that as well, share how they can continue this play journey. One thing I think we can do is invite you to like play and let go of looking good. Let go of trying to do it right. Like, we're inviting you right now to, no matter what you think or where you've been in your life, how serious you are, there's always an opportunity to play. So like, give yourself permission. One thing you can say to yourself literally right now is, I give myself permission to play. And you can put your hand on your heart and you can, you know, imagine that you're like your 6-year-old self or whatever, and just go back to that memory, that feeling. What was it like to be a kid? And so many people have like buried that part of themselves so that they can't even have access to it, or at least they don't think that they have access to it. And so you can give yourself permission to draw that out again and be that, and just know that that's like really who we are as human beings. That's our essence. We are playful. We do love to discover and adventure and have fun and do all these things, and just give yourself permission to do that. So you might want to write down on your paper, in your phone, send yourself a text message, put an alarm in your phone, put it on your, you know, mirror or something like that. Put reminders to play. And you can also get a kit that Lindsay has. I'm sure you'll tell us how to get more of those as well. And consider yourself a newly inducted help ninja.
Thank you for saying that, because it's very true. I this is not a new idea. This is just allowing people permission to do what they already know and to remind them of what they already know. And I just lost my train of thought. For myself, even, I had to overcome those barriers and give myself permission to play and give up this idea of looking silly. And that's what play is about, is looking silly and having fun. And it's being able to, thank you for saying that. It was a really, it's being able to step back and let this go, this idea of what we look like. And I had to do the same thing. I remember myself struggling with that. And as this journey has gone on with me, for me, I myself has had to address a lot of my own personal issues and confidence, and is it about me or am I doing this for someone else? And there's been, I remember one time in particular where I was really nervous because I was in a big audience and I was about to make one of my first public announcements and play things. And I started to think, I almost like ducked out. I'm like, if I don't do it, nobody else, you know, the audience doesn't know that I was supposed to do this. So I can just tell them, like, all of these doubts and things just started to go through my head. And then then it was like something clicked, because I just realized it's not about me. Mm. It's not about what I look like. It's what I have to offer. Take it or leave it, but it has something. It's not about me, and someone doesn't like it, it's no judgment for me. And it really has, this going along myself, inducting myself as a help ninja, has really opened up my heart and my eyes and given me courage and an opportunity to show up and to try something new and to have fun and give myself permission to play. And there's been many times I've been scared. I've gone up to people in Hollywood and I've probably been more scared to do it than I haven't, but there's a rush that comes from that as well.
Yes.
And then
yes.
It becomes easier and easier because you see what happens. Mm. There has never been anybody, I've been doing this for 4 years and there's never been anybody who said no.
Wow.
There's never been anybody who, after we played, that has been, oh, I wish I didn't do that. Or this was stupid. Nobody. They're like, wow. Or they're crying. And as we mentioned before, we really need this. Mm. One of our acts of kindness, we do pop-ups and we get donations and we figure out how to turn that donation into a play it forward. Mm. And one particular time there, we were donated over 111 boxes of bananas.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, are people, like, my own talk is, are people really going to want bananas? And like, I mean, it was great. They're organic there. It was, you know, it was beautiful, but it was like, really, bananas? It was fun. And I was like, okay, but how do I put this together? And then it was really great. It was, we're bananas for kindness and we're having a hoot while passing out fruit. And we made our way to the metro here in Los Angeles and Hollywood. And we had this trolley, this wagon full of bananas. Mm. We were swarmed before we even made it to our location with people. What is this? You're giving out bananas? You're just giving it? One lady came up to me. I placed bananas in her grocery bag and she had opened up and she had said that she had just come from the grocery store and she couldn't afford bananas.
Wow.
She was went through it and there she was getting this bananas and she was in tears and she opened up and went into how her son was going into rehab the next day. And she told her story and all she wanted was to be seen and to be heard and to have someone listen to her. And oh, I get chills just thinking about it. And this happens over and over and over again, every single time. And I was shocked. I was shocked at how much people were so grateful to just have something for nothing. And it wasn't about getting, it was just, it's there. And then what I saw was then people taking those bananas because they got the whole clump of bananas. This wasn't just one banana. They got the whole thing. How they were breaking it off and handing it around to others. It was like, oh, yes, 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 yes. And we went to the metro and we were giving out tap cards, which are the way you pay, and with $11 value. And we did rock, paper, scissors. And then when they were done, our act of kindness was here, have a tap card. And people were blown away. Just 30 seconds of rock, paper, scissors. And here you go. I mean, even if they didn't get anything, there's been times when we didn't have a donation to give, but the act of kindness and a hug is the play it forward. And it was just, you got to try it, guys. You got to try
it. So I love this. And we're getting some really great ideas of how we can start playing and helping out. And Lindsay, I'm curious, what is a way that you can take this help movement, the hey everyone let's play, to the next level? Like what can you do to challenge yourself to really get more people involved, to really make this community even more global and impactful? Like what do you see on the horizon? What's a way that you see yourself stretching and getting more people involved or doing something even more out of the box? Let's play a little bit right now and think about that.
Great. Well, putting together a travel series, a travel
Ooh.
Show, where
Ooh.
We're hop-watching around the world, discovering the way the world plays, inducting Ooh. ninjas along the way, doing mass acts of kindness. That, for me, is my challenge, because producing and putting together a travel series and people getting involved with that is a whole nother thing, and being able to use that as a platform to help spread the mission and the ideas for people. And what we're doing is basically building a catalog of ways for people to play Nice Forever, whoever they are, wherever they are, based off of our themes of the month that stay the same yearly. But we get to every single year highlight someone new, a help hero, someone that's making an impact in their community. And we're going out and sharing those stories so that people can get ideas for themselves of what they can do in their own community. Again, going back to we've got worldwide problems and people are feeling overwhelmed and underwhelmed because they want to do something, but what? With big organizations and big charities, you donate your money, but you don't know where it goes. And it's just like another corporation and there's no attachment to it. And you feel a temporary goodness because you're like, oh, I just did something, but it doesn't build those tethers and the things that's face to face and things that you're actually doing yourself get to do. And I will say that this is for the people, by the people. This is something that I'm just a mouthpiece and I'm just somebody that's just the reminder of, hey, this is what we already know how to do. And for me, the travel series is my next, my headache, heartache, all of fun, all of that.
Expansion opportunity.
Yeah. And my adventure. And yet it's real. The help ninjas are the ones who are really going to get it out there because it's for them and it's by them. And they're the ones who were sharing the stories and saying, hey, this is how they play and this is what they can do. And people coming to me and saying, I've got bananas I can give you, or I've got clothes I can give you, or I've got money I can give you for breaking world records and doing more play days. And what I'm doing is organizing how to break, we're breaking world records while breaking stereotypes and stigmas at the same time and collectively coming together to say a new dawn, which is really old because we're all doing it, is here.
I love it. Just like remembering one of the biggest challenges that people have is they think stuff is outside of them. They think that their resources, their knowledge, their result, their goal is outside of them. And if we simply remind them that it's more about the process, right? It's about the process. And if we remember that, how much joy can we feel in this moment? How much fulfillment can we feel in this moment and really enjoy this moment? Then when they focus on that, when we shift the focus from getting somewhere and achievement to loving this moment and having fun and having play, like it'll really create a space for people to show up in play, to show up in discovery, in wonder as their child self. And Paul McFarlane says, I'm going to help her. So Paul's going to be helping you, Lindsay. And Carla Hill says, I like this, Lindsay, and her ideas.
Thanks, guys.
Help ninjas. I love it. So tell us more. Is there a process to become inducted as a help ninja? What do we got to do that to start playing? I know it's pretty simple, but just share it with us like one more time.
Here is what you get to do. You can simply go online and sign up, and that's one way to officially follow us and what we're doing. And to become a help ninja yourself, go out, do an act of kindness, go out and play with somebody and document it and share it. Tag us in it, hashtag us, and bam, you're a ninja.
Bam.
Do the play sign with someone, spy someone being kind, do the play sign, get your friends involved. Say, hey, let's go out and do something. Let's do a pop-up ourselves. Let's organize a way to engage with our school or with our, let's go on the corner of the street and play ball with people. We've done that. We've been to Santa Monica. We've been on planes, trains, buses. Mm-hmm. We've played telephone with in restaurants with people at the dinner tables. Wow. And it's amazing to see what happens. And sharing your own ideas of what you do will inspire others and say, oh, hey, this is what Chris is doing. And this is where he's at. I can do that too. Mm. Not everybody's into, everybody has their own passions and their own ideas and what their interests are. Some people are into saving the whales or picking up trash or helping the elderly, but collectively together, we get it all done. And that's what it's about, is that our movement is designed to where anybody in the world can be involved and you somehow are affiliated and are part of this movement. And it's a way for people to be able to do it themselves and realize their own personal power and that they are, then what, again, I'm doing is just helping remind everybody of how to do that and just organizing a way for people to do it themselves. And that's an easy way for people to get involved right away. Follow us on social media, start playing and tagging us, find strangers who are being kind, do an act of kindness yourself, organize a pop-up if you want to be a help ambassador, and bring it to your own community.
Wow, that's beautiful. And Lindsay, before we go any further, I really acknowledge you because I don't know how many people like acknowledge you. I know you keep saying that you're just like the reminder, the rememberer, the mouthpiece, but you are like literally causing this, sparking this revolution. And without you really continuing to dedicate your life and your soul to this, like who knows what would happen? The fact is God, universe, source, creator, whatever, chose you. Right? It chose you to be the channel for this, to share this message, to give this to the world. So thank you for giving your life to this. Because I know it wasn't like planned. Like you didn't say, I'm going to help people remember how to play. That wasn't your lifelong dream. But you're showing up in service and really giving your life for people. So I think that that's something that you deserve acknowledgement for. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for saying that. I feel that if it wasn't me, that the universe and God would call someone else. I know it will get done with or without me. And I feel grateful and humbled that I get to do this, that I get to be that person. Cause I know that it's going to get done anyway. But I get to do it. it's a very humbling thought that, and I often check in with myself and just say, okay, am I living my type of life so that I get to deserve this? And am I worthy and acting in accordance to be able to be this person and to do this? And thank you for saying that. And I do feel just very humbled that I do get to do this.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's really a gift. So I want to hear, is there any other like really big reminders or points on play that you want to give to our audience to step into this, to own it, to be it, and to go out there and share it, or anything else that you think will help us on our own journey of play?
Yeah. If someone's struggling about what's my way to play or what is it that I like to do? Think about your play history. Think about what you did as a child. Think about what brought you joy, what took you out of your distractions. I know for me, personally, because I was in a violent home, often I would go into the woods and talk to trees and wear capes and find things. But I did forget about that as an adult. And I really did have to sit down and think about my play history. What was it that brought me joy and what brought me that space of creativity and productivity? There's many, many versions of play, and we have solo play, we have interactive play, we have an imaginary play, and everything that's ever been created in the world has stemmed from some sort of vision or some sort of version, pardon, of play. And it's a way to think outside the box, and the way that any businesses and art and any idea has come from some version of play. So my thought is just to think about what did bring you joy as a child. Is it playing music? Is it hearing music? Is it running around? Is it riding horses? And what you love to do in play and do it and grow and have fun in life and do it in a way that you are being productive in the world, making an income and having fun while doing it.
Wow. So
it was a funny story. My mom, I got to say that just blew my mind because I didn't realize I hadn't connected that dot, the play history and the kindness history, and that this is always there. This is who we really are. And that we just get distracted and all these other things get put on us and we just literally just forget. And but it's there. It's there, guys. It's there.
It totally is available at any moment, and simply like choosing to be a player, to see yourself as someone who plays, right? A help ninja, someone who is living life to the fullest. That's really all it takes. Just give yourself permission. Say, I let go of the, you know, responsible adult who always has to have their stuff together and, you know, always trying to look good, always trying to drive, build, create, and just play, get back into that zone. So Lindsay, this is freaking awesome, and I love this, and we want to know, how do we stay connected with you, and what do we do next?
Yes, well, quickly, just remember that when you go up to somebody and you're going to be, you're a health ninja, that you're playing for them. You're there reminding them it's okay. So then it really takes you out of the picture, and it really it just automatically takes you to what it's really about. And when you approach someone like that, it's like you're doing them a favor and then they're doing you a favor. So that to me was also another little mind trick. And back to how people are able to get involved and follow us, we have social media. We're on Facebook at Help the 11th. Same thing with our website and Instagram, Twitter, all of that. I don't really Twitter much. It's me doing the social media stuff right now. We're grassroots. We're moving ahead. There will be somebody who's an expert and who knows all of that. But right now, following us on social media, and then guys, start playing yourself and share your videos so that we can share what you guys are doing and help inspire play in others. And who knows, somebody around the world may see your video and say, oh, I can do that too. I can help animals, or I can help the elderly, or I can go to the grocery store and let someone in front of me. Like, those are the things we can do. And share. Care.
Yes. Yes. I love it. And that's sharing. I think that's such a key word, sharing experiences, sharing moments, and, you know, stop being so stingy.
Everybody has these. Let's use our device to share how we play nice. One of these things, we often use this as a distraction and a security blanket and to protect us and to keep us from talking to anybody. This is a powerful thing. Yes. Use it. Share your device and how you play nice and spotting random acts of kindness. And let's use technology for what it's really designed for, to grow and help one another and share ideas and good stuff, good stuff. And who knows what impact your simple idea or what you think is a simple play can inspire around the world.
Wow. It's amazing. So it's like one simple, tiny, small thing could ignite a ripple effect that transforms the world. So remember that every step counts, every action, every play, every game, every fun, every help ninja counts. And Lindsay, thank you so much for being a stand for this and for coming on today and sharing with us, reminding us how to play and that we already have this within us, and to look back, what were those moments where we were happy and fulfilled and playing as kids, and how can we use that pattern, noticing, and bring it to now, create more joy, create more love and connection now. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And you're a good player and a good help ninja.
Yes. Cool. Lindsay, have the best day ever, the best week ever. Keep playing, keep inspiring the world. And we are so excited to see, as this travel documentary and all the amazing things you got coming out, this is just the beginning. Keep letting God, Source, Universe, Creator, whatever, act through you, and keep letting yourself be that channel for this greatness. Thank you.
Thank you. And you guys have a great day. Go out and play.
Awesome. We'll see you soon, okay?
Hey, Chris. Bye.
See ya. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.